4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, very much a prominent story here in the Cairns Post today. A whole lot of people will be thrilled about this because we've been dreaming about a world-class water park for years and years and years. Here we go. This is what it reads right across the top of page 9 in the Cairns Post. Park in smooth water, Kawarra Beaches, big slide attraction gets a green light. And it says here, a Cairns water park attraction billed as the biggest in the southern hemisphere in terms of slide volume is one step closer to completion following a long-awaited green light from council. Now, at yesterday's ordinary meeting of the council, planning permission needed for the construction of a three-level slide tower complex, a King Cobra water slide, don't know what that means, but we'll find out in a minute, wave pool, can you believe this, and lagoon-style swimming pool was granted. Also included in approved works were a children's water play area with five small slides and a planning permit for a new tourist park, 374 cabins and 53 caravan or camping sites. Now, approval, this is $140 million. The approval for the 140 mil PPNQ development's Reef's Edge facility comes almost a year after the initial development application and prior lengthy legal fight to redevelop the former Paradise Palms golf course by Darren Halpin. Now, the tourist park will comprise a $55 million water park with a 2,500 square metre wave pool and 25 water slides, the tallest of which will reach 18 metres. You know, the situation here is North Queenslanders, rather than having to travel, more than 1,000 kilometres to the south to get something significant when it comes to a water park, like you'd have to go to the Gold Coast or whatever, they're going to have a very significant water park on their doorstep. So it's a big thing. By the way, there's been various iterations of this dream over several years, including one out of, where was it, Yorkeys Knob Turnoff, Yorkeys Knob Roundabout a few years ago. Anyway, this one, it's over the early stages, which is the planning approvals. I've got Managing Director Halpin Property Group, Darren Halpin, on the line. Darren, good morning.
Morning, John. How are you?
Must have been a good feeling yesterday.
Yeah, it was. We were always confident we were going to get the approval because council gave us the rezoning a few years ago to include a water park and tourist park. So it would have been a brave council not to vote in favour of a water park attraction for locals.
I think it's bloody wonderful. And you put a heck of a lot of early days work into it. I ran into Kim Thomas somewhere looking at the best water parks in the world for concepts and what could be possible, etc. He's been working on that, for a year? Oh, more than a year, I guess.
No, yeah, he joined me 5 years ago.
Oh, was it that long ago?
When we started the tourist park project.
Yes.
And at that stage, it was a tourist park, a bit like what Coconuts is, with only a small water park feature.
Yes.
And that as we've evolved the concept and the project and gone through the planning, we decided at some point to pivot and make it an actual water park attraction on its own, as well as the tourist park. And I think where we've ended up is a fantastic local asset that locals are going to love, tourists are going to love. It will attract hundreds of thousands of people annually to the area and to the attraction. You know, Cairns has been screaming out for it, and recently we got a guy called Steve Pete who joined our project team.
Yeah.
And he was the general manager of Wet n Wild for 20 years and chief operating officer of Village Roadshow for 7 years.
Mm.
And he said to me, Darren, North Queensland, and in particular Cairns, is the best location to have a year-round water park. He said everywhere else in the country you've got to close for 3 or 4 months because it's too cold and customers don't want to come there. He said in Cairns you get the locals in the hot months, you get the tourists in the cold months. He said this is a no-brainer, and he described it as a euphoric asset where you have a water park, beach club and the accommodation all integrated into the one project with the one owner.
Wowee.
Sounds pretty cool to hear.
A euphoric asset. I've never heard of that before. Yeah. Had you heard of it before he said it?
No, I had it, but it makes so much sense that you can come. It's a bit like what SeaWorld Nowra Resort is, where you can come and stay next door and then go next door to SeaWorld through a seamless entry. Ours is very similar, right? It's going to be accommodation on one side, a green spine, and then the water park asset and the beach club and restaurants and bars. So, the clubhouse, you're a golfer, like the clubhouse was in need of a reno. Well, we're doing a massive renovation. And it'll give it a brand new birthday. It'll look 1 year old again. It'll be spectacular.
Do you have to expand it? It wasn't ever huge.
It was 4,000 metres, right? The current club, which is quite large. So yes, we are expanding it, and that's going to be the day entry and reception for the accommodation, and a bar and a restaurant. And we're putting another, I think it's 1,500 metres on that, on the old golfers bar. So a big platform and a big deck out over the whole thing. So it'll be, we're designing it to handle 2,500 people a day in the whole precinct.
Do you know Kim Thomas travelling the world and looking at the best? He must have come back with some stunning ideas. I presume it's a mix of some of those best things worldwide, is it?
Yeah. So recently, like last year, five of us went to Dubai and Turkey to look at water parks.
Yep.
Recently, and those water parks over there are smaller than ours, and some are massive. They're $1.5 billion water parks.
Mm.
Then we went recently, 15 of us went to Bali and Vietnam and looked at one over there everyone would know called Waterbomb Bali, which is similar to what we're going to have, similar footprint, similar slide numbers, resort-style pool, swim up bars, a wave pool, cafes where you eat, and beach clubs where you can sit and drink and eat and go for a slide and relax, and the kids can go and play on the slides and the kids slides and the big slides. And I think we've spent a lot of time getting to where we are, but we're finally at a point where we're comfortable that the business case works from what we're offering, and CBA, they're our funders. They're comfortable. That's the key piece, because without funding, it's actually $210 million when you include the land value and what we're doing over the six stages.
Yeah.
So it's a massive investment that we're making in the area. And for CBA to say, yep, we're on board, and CBA are very, very confident in Queensland tourism assets.
Yes.
Like they're bullish on tourism for Queensland, and leading up to the Olympics, there's going to be more activity, and Australia going so well in the Olympics last week highlights Australia as an international destination. So yeah, it's exciting times for Cairns.
Yeah, exactly. Six stages. How long till completion?
Well, we'll open stage one is the whole water park except for the King Cobra, and then 100-odd villas and 120 van sites. That's stage one. And then each stage is another year, which is about another 50 villas we add on each year until stage six, where we get to 380 villas and 120 van sites, which will be, it's probably 5 years, 6 years away. But we're hoping to open, I'm thinking August, September 26.
Okay, I've got to write all this down. Now, come back to, how many van sites did you say when it's completed?
When it's completed, it's 139 when it's completed. But that's at the end of stage six. So what happens is we start with stage one, which is a good mix of all sites and all villas.
Yeah.
And the market then tells us what they want more of. Three bedroom, two bathroom, two bed, two bath, two bed, one bath, or van sites. And then we then expand on what the market wants, and we either put in more van sites or more villas or both, or whatever we believe we can sell on a daily rate to people. That's what we will be expanding, and we'll add on one or two more ride features.
Yeah.
So the King Cobra will come as a new attraction in 3 or 4 years, as probably end of stage two, just to reinvigorate the asset and gives you another point to market and attract more customers, and then probably another attraction in four or five years.
King Cobra comes up all the time. Is that the kingpin attraction, is it?
Oh, look, it's a red and white and grey in the shape of a king cobra, and it's a slide with a raft. So yeah, you can have two or three people on it, and it goes down. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's, you know, you'll only, yeah, it's one of those ones where you go, oh, will I go on it? Won't I go on it? So that's it's all about, we're catering for little kids up to those thrill seekers who want to have a crack, and everyone in between.
The other point I want to ask you about is, what's in it for our community? What's in it for other businesses? I mean, you won't be able to accommodate everybody that comes there for a slide or whatever, or all the other attractions. So accommodation houses will benefit. Will there be demand for new or expanded accommodation houses in Cairns?
Definitely. So TTNQ's, their statistics are saying that we're going to be between 5 and 10,000 rooms a night short over the next 7 years. Now, we're only providing 400 of those rooms. There's a massive, massive shortage still in rooms.
Yes.
And we're hoping that local small businesses embrace what we're doing, because we want our guests to be going out and experiencing the best of Cairns. And when you travel the world, regularly the best experiences are those little private experiences where a mum and dad operator takes you with 10 or 20 people to another experience. Because we want people to be coming in and staying at Reef's Edge, experiencing our water park, but then going out of a day and experiencing what Cairns and the area has to offer. And I can see lots and lots of day trips being invented that focus solely on our customers.
Yeah. Darren, the other thing, you might have already had studies done on this, the job opportunities, the employment opportunities, people being able to upscale their skills, etc. Have you done any studies on that?
Yeah, we have. So that's one of as we travel the world, and, you know, labour costs overseas are very cheap compared to Australia. Mm. They're probably, you know, a 20th of our labour costs. But the human element and that team member experience for the guests is amazing. Like when you go to Waterbomb or Atlantis, the Palms, the team members give you another whole level of experience. And we want to bring that to our project here, where people come for the attractions, they come for the accommodation, they also come for the food and for the customer experience, right, from our staff. That's going to be a big part of our project. Is we've engaged a lady who was one of the general managers at Atlantis in Dubai. She's joined our team, so she was in their water park team, and head of customer experience. And she's a passionate, wonderful lady who will help our team deliver an exceptional service to our customers.
Wow.
That's going to be exciting. People will love that.
It's already exciting just thinking about it. When would stage one be completed, do you think?
I reckon August 26th.
Sorry?
Sorry, August 2026.
Oh, 2026.
So in 2 years.
2 years almost exactly to the date. Isn't that
correct, yes.
Something to look forward to? And you'll be opening the gates then for stage one?
Yes, correct. So we'll need a heap of people to help us test all the water slides for 3 months prior, because you've got to run a process of testing every slide and different sizes and speeds and the whole lot. So we'll be asking for volunteers to come and have a crack.
For freebies
while we're testing. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Shouldn't be hard.
Well, the queue will start at Mount Isa.
Yeah, correct. Yep.
Oh, this is going to be
exciting.
Fun. Darren, the other thing, you know, the wonderful thing about this is we're coming out of COVID and a whole lot of people have suffered appallingly. They're still suffering appallingly. The costs are killing everybody. Suddenly we've got a dream to embrace. So I think that's a wonderful aspect for our community as well.
Yeah, and look, there'll be hundreds and hundreds of local jobs, both during construction and during operation.
Yeah.
So that'll provide, it'll be a forever asset, I think, for Cairns, a bit like what Skyrail is.
Yes.
You know, people come to Cairns, everyone that comes to Cairns, most of them go to Skyrail.
Yeah.
Well, most won't come to a water park, but lots will. And it's exciting.
No, it certainly is exciting. Just give me a yell when you've got some new instalments of information. I think a lot of people would really appreciate that. And thanks for talking to me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, John.
How about that? That's Darren Halpin. He's the man behind this dream coming true by the looks of it by this time in 2 years' time, 2026. He's the managing director of the Halpin Property Group.